What's happening with your tax money? President Trump said, I'm going to cut some departments.
We are proposing a budget that will shrink the bloated federal bureaucracy.
But that didn't happen. Quietly, Congress increased spending on the very departments Trump wanted to cut. Important sounding agencies like the Agriculture Department, which raises the question.
What's the Agriculture Department do?
Should he do a bunch of things?
No one I asked knew.
What does agriculture do?
FDA?
No. 3/4 of the money goes for programs like food stamps. And lots of that is wasted. Billions went to dead people. And billions more go for corporate welfare, farm subsidies.
Years ago, politicians said government must help farmers to make sure America has an ample food supply.
And the whole thing is a big boondoggle which gives some farmers subsidies, but the vast majority of farmers don't get subsidized and it still gets grown.
Yes, somehow we always have enough vegetables and fruit, crops that don't get subsidies. The subsidies mostly go to grain and corn farmers. The richest farmers get most of the handouts.
What they're really doing is taking from the private sector and they're giving it to special interests.
And yet at the same time, the government demands other farmers grow less. To prop up cherry prices, the department told this farmer, destroy your crop.
He had to dump 40,000 pounds of perfectly good cherries on the ground and let them rot. The result is we have fewer cherries and we have to pay more for existing cherries. That's not helping.
Other cabinet departments are just as wasteful.
What about the Commerce Department? What do they do?
I have no idea.
No one did. The department's biggest spending item is supporting the global warming science complex.
The ice is also thinning at an alarming rate.
The Commerce Department spends your money at an alarming rate.
They bought a $300,000 yacht, which the bureaucrats use to go fishing. The department also gives money to companies that have tech problems. They claim every dollar generates 30.
They take a dollar and then they get $30 of benefits for society. All we need to do is take more of your dollar and we get 30 times the amount. The unseen is if we're not spending that dollar, that's being taken from the economy too. So if we spend that dollar, why doesn't that become $30? It is the biggest Ponzi scheme example logic I've ever heard of.
And think about just this idea of a Commerce Department.
When one of the founders was asked about creating the department, he said, for heaven's sake, what's meant by a government chamber of commerce? Commerce just happens. We don't need a Commerce Department.
Total team back. Thank you, sir.
Why don't we just let people do what they want to do, interact freely?
Wouldn't that be nice? But that's not what's happening. Under Democrats and Republicans, government grows.